The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Retha. Good morning, everybody. January 30th.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Here we go again, Reese. January 30th, 2017.
That's one month down. We got one more day, and it's one month down. The time really is flying. We say it all the time, but it's absolutely true.
Oh, it is. You know, and, well, you know, if nothing else, Reese, we kind of came out of that drought a little bit, you know, because the things were looking a little gloomy there on the dry side, but Northern California came out of it. Now they say Southern California is okay. That's a good thing.
And it's going to be 80 degrees in L.A. today. Can we get it any better? No drought, 80 degrees on January 30th. But it's going to be another one of those situations. You know, people are going to look out at Los Angeles and say, 80 degrees, we're freezing. I'm moving to L.A. Don't move here.
Retha's got a big sign up. Stay out. Keep out. Birthdays today, Retha. Birthdays today, Dick Cheney, Christian Bale, Gene Hackman, Franklin Roosevelt's birthday, that's when he was born, and Dick Martin. You remember Dick Martin?
Rowan and Martin, of course.
Rowan and Martin, you got it. You got it. Laugh him. Yep. And that, that moves us.
And that
moves
us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, last night were the SAG Awards. I have to admit, I didn't vote on the SAG Awards this year because I just didn't see enough of the films, to be honest. And I don't believe if you haven't seen them, don't just vote because you're voting for your friends. But there were a lot of surprises compared to the Golden Globes. Who knows? There's so many good performances. Everything's up for grabs this year. But on television, the best female actor in a movie was Sarah Paulson. Bryan Cranston won All the Way. For a male in a movie series, in one of the categories. There's so many categories, but they're all actors from the Screen Actors Guild. The ones that were kind of a surprise were Hidden Figures was the winner for the cast in best ensemble cast in a motion picture, which, you know, people are into La La Land. I don't get La La Land, and I really love musicals, but La La Land didn't work for me. So Hidden Figures won for the motion picture. Emma Stone did win for La La Land. Again, I just don't get it. It's just me. Denzel Washington won for Fences. That was a surprise. I didn't realize he had been nominated for like 6 SAG Awards and hadn't won one. Viola Davis won for Supporting Actress in Fences. those were kind of the surprise winners. But everybody really was excellent. I thought the winners for the SAG Awards were all appropriate. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won again for Beef. She's brilliant. John Lithgow won for The Crown. And the SAG Awards aren't as flashy as some of the other awards. So it was kind of calm, cool, and collected. A lot of protests. I personally don't believe that actors should use that form to protest this kind of thing because I think we just get undue credit for being actors. We're just like everybody else. People, I guess a better thing is just don't put more credibility in an actor than you would anybody else. They're just humans. At any rate, that's my hot topic for this morning. What's yours, Jim?
Well, we're just touching base on a couple of the, you know, the latest little tidbits in the news. Trump's executive order on immigration bars citizens of seven Muslim countries from entering the U.S. for the next 90 days and suspends the admission of all refugees for 120 days. The countries, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, Sudan. So it's creating a little bit of a backup and some problems in some airports, but basically says we're trying to protect and serve the country and just keep things under control so we know what's going on. Priebus says the ban does not include people with green cards, but I guess that was reversed. We'll see what's – this could change by the day. There were six killed and eight injured in a mass shooting in Quebec City, Canada. Some of President Trump's executive orders. Okay, we've been seeing them, videos of them in the Oval Office signing all these. Well, what is an executive order? Well, it's an executive order is a legally binding document that declares government policy. On day one, he minimized the economic burden of the Patent Protecting and Affordable Care Act and its pending repeal. All right, day four, he was in there signing and expediting the environmental reviews and appeals for the high-profile infrastructure project. And that's going to be big, our bridges and so on. Day six, border security and immigration and environment improvements. The Department of Homeland Security is going to start construction on a 1,900-mile-long wall along the southern border with Mexico, and they're adding 5,000 new border officers. Heavy rains, you know, we got our rains down here in California, so we're out of the drought, and we'll take it from there, Reith. We'll see if it hangs in there, if we can continue this no more drought for California.
That's a wonderful thing, and that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to easywaybroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. easywaybroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit easywaybroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
The easy way, Reitha. And I'll tell you, we got this magazine coming out. It's going to be very interesting. A lot of people are anticipating the magazine, Easy Way Magazine.
Oh.
And interesting articles.
Now be the second edition.
Oh, the people and the articles, cutting-edge stuff. It's going to be really interesting. So, anyway, we'll be talking more about that. We have, I don't know, do we have our guest? We have a very interesting guest. He's a residential redevelopment expert. He's a man who knows how to get you ahead financially through investing in real estate. And he knows the ins and outs of finding the right property that will lead you to big profits. You know, Reith, you and I have dealt with that. And I'll tell you, if you know what you're doing, it is nice when you can make a little profit with a flip or selling a property that you've had. I mean, you know, it's interesting, but you got to be careful. Let's see. Do we have our guest Corey Finley?
Need to know the last four digits of the phone number because there's a lot of people that are calling in queue right now.
Okay. Well, We will.
What is the last four digits of his phone number?
Okay, it's 6191.
All right, here he is. Corey, welcome to the show.
Corey, hello, Corey.
How are you doing this morning?
Corey, I gave you a nice little introduction, residential redevelopment expert, and you're the man to get a hold of. You're the guy to get a hold of if you want to make a profit in real estate. And this is my co-host, Retha Grace, our Betty White Softy Rockers. And, Retha, this is Corey Finley.
Oh, good morning.
Pleased to meet you. Good morning.
Corey,
thanks
for coming on. Yeah, I know you're a busy guy. And so Retha and I both have dabbled in real estate. And, you know, you got to know what you're doing. You got to be careful. And back in 08, there was a little bump in the road. So can this still happen today? Because a lot of people are gun-shy about investing in real estate.
Well, we're certainly in a much different market than we were back in 06, 07, 08. I won't say it couldn't happen again. There's lots of factors that could cause it to happen, but we definitely have a different market. Lending is much different today than it was back then. It created a very unstable market with people buying property that they couldn't afford and buying multiple properties. Today, it's more difficult, much more difficult to get a loan, and you're finding a lot of the price increases today are because of true demand. Supply and demand is dictating the market today.
Okay, so you got a baby boomer that saves some money up, and it's time to think about making some money with a piece of property. What would you advise them to do? I mean, maybe go in a partnership with some people, or where should they go if they were going to think of trying that?
Well, if they don't have experience, I would recommend they seek out somebody who does have experience that they can either invest with, be a lender to them, or do some form of a joint venture with them. Experience is always the best teacher, but it's an expensive education to get. I would recommend that they work with somebody who has that experience and somebody who has success in what they're doing. Like anything, you make your money when you buy, and although it's the market's hot right now on the sale side, it's also hot on the buy side. So you have to really know when you're buying that you're getting a value so that you have room to make the improvements and make a profit.
Corey, what type of investments do you specialize in?
We specialize in residential single-family residences in San Diego County.
Okay. San Diego County.
Oh. LA, we can't buy property for any reasonable price. What's the market like down there in San Diego?
Well, I've worked in LA as well. I've done flips there as well. And the market in Southern California is very similar between San Diego and LA. I mean, reasonable prices, I guess, that's a relative term, because when you're flipping, you're looking for as long as it pencils that you can buy it at one price, put your improvements in, and sell it at a greater price with a margin for a profit, then it's a reasonable buy. On the other hand, if you're looking for a personal residence and it's out of your budget, yeah, I can see that pressure mounting right now in the market, because affordability in Southern California is very difficult.
Are we appreciating out here, or is it leveled off, do you think?
It is appreciating, but it's fortunately, in my estimation, what I'm seeing is I feel like it's appreciating at a little bit more reasonable level, because of the affordability factor. It can't continue to skyrocket. You are getting a lot of cash investors, and particularly in LA County, you're getting a lot of international money, which puts pressure on it as well. But it is, it's projected, the experts that I follow have projected that we're going to see a leveling off with just a slight smooth appreciation curve, very slight.
Rates are still good. So that helps.
Well, rates are good, and even if they go up, they're still, when you look at, 30, 40-year rates, they're still exceptionally good.
Yeah. Would you suggest if somebody was looking, would it be a single-family home, a condo, or a townhome? Probably, what would you recommend if a retiree was looking for a piece of property?
Well, again, Jim, are they looking for something for themselves, or are you referring to somebody who's looking to do a flip?
Primary residence.
Yeah, primary residence. That's a difficult thing because it all depends on what their needs are. I think your best value is almost always in the single family because there's a larger market to resell. You have much less limitations regarding, homeowners associations and all the additional fees that come with condos and whatnot. So I think if you can find something in your budget, I think single family is usually the best.
Way to
go. It all depends on their needs, yes.
Yeah.
You're speaking about a retiree that maybe doesn't want to maintain the property and whatnot, and they're willing to pay a little more to have a condo or townhome. Yeah.
Now when you flip, you have to do some reconstruction or remodeling or sprucing up at the very minimum, right? So how about the construction cost and the material cost? Are they down now also?
The construction costs are better than they were certainly in 06, 07. Because you're dealing with a higher unemployment rate, so your labor rates are a little bit better, but that is improving too. Unemployment rates are improving throughout California, and it's getting more difficult to find people that'll work less expensively. And you're not dealing with union labor rates and whatnot. You're dealing with the lower labor rates when you're working on these kinds of things. Material costs, because the U.S. dollar is strong, material costs are reasonable as well. I'm finding that we can do a lot of great renovations at a reasonable price. I just had some friends visiting from Canada on the weekend, and I toured them on five of my projects. And they were amazed at how much we could accomplish for a $60,000 budget. I mean, we literally redo the entire home.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, Corey, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're a busy guy, but can you leave us some information if people wanted to contact you with your list?
Sure. Yeah, we're you can reach me at 801-503-6191. That's my cell number. Or you can visit us on our website at SD as in San Diego flips.com. And we're always looking for lenders that want to participate in our projects, and we treat them very well. We've got a great program and we can give them a great return on their money and help them achieve their retirement goals by investing in real estate.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Corey, for coming on with us, and I'd like to have you back sometime, talk more about real estate.
Super. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Take care.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you much. All right.
Thanks.
So, Reese, that's it. So, let's head down to San Diego and do some flips. What do you think?
No. I'm moving to San Diego.
You're good to go. All right. Well, I think
I love
LA,
at least right now.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're coming up to gem time. And we have our gems. We're going to do our report.
Are we going to do the gems or are we going to do the tech time? Which one's coming first?
Well, Reese, I want to get some more tech time because I'll tell you, it seems like everybody's moving into the
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It is tech time, and I'm just going to do a quick, I guess it's almost an ad for televisions this week. You know, they say that the best time to buy a TV, a new TV, is the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. But they say that the sales have been down the last few years because people are going to other people's houses and having parties. So instead of having two people watching a television set, you might have 20 eyeballs on a set because you got guests over. So less people are buying these TVs. So this year would be a good year to go check it out if you want to go get a new TV, because the Super Bowl is next week, next weekend. And so you can go online and you can Google which are the best TV prices in the next week. And there are coupons that you can go online and Google. It's amazing. They have things like $100 off of a Sharp 55-inch TV, and it was $449. Now it's $349 for a 55-inch TV, for a Sharp TV. Now you got to go online and find out where these prices are, but it's amazing. You can get $500 off of a smart TV. It was $1,399, it's now $899.99. Especially if you've already been looking for TVs and stuff, then you already have an idea of what the price has been, and you can tell how much you're really saving. So the tech advice today, if you're going to go get that new smart TV, or even just a regular TV, although at this point the smart TVs are all the rage, so you might as well get one and be in tune with what's going on. Go out this week, check out Comparison Shop, and if you plan to buy a new TV this year, this is the time to do it. And that's my tech time.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers, baby boomers, it's time it's for Jim's from Jim.
My advice is get rid of the nines, $89.99, $99, all that kind of stuff. Just make it $890. Anyway, research before investing, guys. Okay, we're going to just touch base a little bit on some of the top tens, the top fives, whatever. Look up to see, do some studying to see if you're doing it right. Here are top 10 investments for baby boomers. All right, you got, and then like I said, I'm just going to tell you what they are, and then you can look them up, because we've covered these before, but people will send in emails. Give us that top 10 list again. Don't forget, we've got the archive shows. But here they are. U.S. Treasuries comes to number one. Number two is certificates of deposits. Number three is UTIs, unit investment trusts. Number four is a managed subaccount with a registered investment advisor. Five is life cycle funds. Six is the DRIP plans, which we talked about, dividend retirement plans. Seven is real estate. Eight, variable annuities. Nine, the famous IRAs, individual retirement account. And 10 is the wild card, if you're talking about investing in art, classic cars, sports memorabilia, small business, whatever. There they are. Look them up, study, and get advice from pros, you know, before you invest your hard-earned money. Here's real quick five mistakes that that baby boomers make regarding retirement. They don't plan their life expectancy. Well, what it is they don't plan on how long they're going to live. They might live a lot longer than their budget, so they got to restructure that, how long they're going to live. Number two is not being smart regarding Social Security. All right, make sure you retire at the right time, so on. Not having an estate or will. That's a big one. Withdrawing from your pension without analyzing the data and focusing on assets over income. And here's five real quick financial mistakes. Paying too much for fund fees, paying too much for advisory fees, so get the advice without paying too much. Trying to time the market. Okay, we don't have a crystal ball. No transition play for old age. Not understanding your spending and spending what you don't have. All right, I just threw that in there.
That's a big one. Don't keep spending when you don't have it. Put in a credit card and you go deeper in debt. It's hard getting out of debt. So there you go, Reese. I know you've got all that down pat already. You've got your finances.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. All right, thanks for that. And now I want to talk about our special guest today. His name is Senior Senator Pasquale Bettio, FRPS. And he has so much to talk about because he's led a wonderful, exciting life, and he has created what he calls the wonderful world of artography. May we say hello now to our guest, Pasquale.
Hey, Carmelita. It's a great honor to be here today.
It's wonderful having you here today, too, Pasquale. We go back a long ways. I mean, I remember the first time I met you when our friend Sally Blair introduced me to you by taking me over to your museum when you were located on Sunset Boulevard. Do you remember when we met?
I sure do, Carmelita, and all the cavalcade of stars that you've introduced me to all over the years. I just want to thank you for the great friendship and working together in community and accomplishing all the wonderful things we have had over these years. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, it's been a great history between the two of us. I mean, we have covered a lot of ground, and then we have a lot in common, the Hollywood Arts Council being one of them, and our friendship with Nyla Arslanian and her husband Oscar Arslanian. They have been at the helm of the remaking of Hollywood as we know it. I mean, the architecture that's taking place now and what has already been accomplished, they have had a lot to do with, and you've been a great part of that.
Well, you know what? We look at that famous saying, we are family, and that's certainly very true in so many cases in Hollywood. I just want to mention one thing that I am so proud of, and through Salute America and Sharing Friends of the Arts, Hollywood International, we declared Los Angeles as the creative capital of the world. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. And being a part of that and you inviting me to come on board with my organization, can you tell everyone how that came about?
Certainly. Well, again, we are family, and, you know, it's not only in Los Angeles, but all over the world. And the Artery USA, which I founded many years ago in association with all other organizations like your Rose Breast Cancer Society, the House of Song, Hollywood Arts Council, the political leaders. I was really amazed that I was elected to be a senator in the California Senior Legislature, and that certainly changed my life. And all because of us doing what we do, community. You know, I'm an artist, but, you know, part of my art is helping other people to achieve their goals and their dreams. And dreams do come true. We've proven it, haven't we, Carmelita?
Yes, and yesterday I would say we witnessed it because I have another
Amen.
Friend in common. Her name is Donna Dyson, and I know her from so many years ago, having known her father, who I met through the great Bill Howard's events, and she has come such a long ways. I just really was in awe yesterday when we witnessed a wonderful production of art and fashion and spoken word. You know, that's what we're all about. We're about promoting the arts and bringing people together, and in a way that it benefits the community, you know, because without art, what would life be? Art improves the quality of our lives.
And, you know, now to bring together all of these people that have been working so hard over the years is one of my dreams, and it is coming true. I have been very tuned into poetry and art through a great, great organizations, not only one, but I would say our major one for my people all over the world through the Artery USA is Pen Pens World. From the Philippines, a wonderful doctor who has been creating and allowing poets to be recognized throughout the world. And so it's just elating to know that we have so many wonderful friends, and you know what? We are going to create world peace through the arts. And I think it's the only thing. Extra effort makes a difference, and discovering the winner in you and all of you is a major a promotion that we're working on, and you know, it is time now for action, and the action is really happening. And you mentioned about Donna last night, how do you pronounce her last name?
Dysfana Art Gallery. City art gallery, but it's out under the banner of Dysfana, and she's an amazing, very creative entrepreneur. She also has had a magazine as well as an art gallery on Wilshire Boulevard, and I would like to see you usher her into the Miracle Mile organization. I think she more than deserves that, and I was just speaking to another mutual friend. Her name is Cleo, very beautiful woman, another shaker and mover. You know, we were celebrating women a little bit in advance of my birthday, which is March the 8th, which is Women's International Day. And that event yesterday was all about the celebration of women, although the men were definitely involved. She had very handsome male models, dancers, and all the above. So it's a very exciting time, you know. It's a very exciting time to be alive. And we have so many challenges in the world and through the arts, to help make the world a better place.
And, you know, one of the things that I would like to mention on this, your wonderful show, is the fact that we are now coming together worldwide. And the Artery USA has been asked to be the host for a new event that's going to be coming to Los Angeles. I probably would say 2018. We're meeting in India. And on the 16th of October in India, we're going to be putting together a summit for our World Hollywood Arts and Poetry Olympics. And we're going to be taking this into another step. The arts are going to be part of an Olympic game setup that we're going to be doing here in Los Angeles for 1 month, headed off with the poetry and art world of Pen Pen from the Philippines. And also our wonderful host from the from India has invited me to be there with them in October of 2017. And I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be the kickoff and for our event here in Los Angeles. We don't have the dates yet, but it's coming soon. And one of our head leaders in this quest to develop this Olympics is Rola from Greece, and we're involving the political leaders, we're involving great sponsors, and we're going to be giving out incredible awards, and I know that it's going to be something that's going to make a difference. But we've all worked so hard for peace all these years, and now it's time to make it happen. Carmelita, you've been a major, major helper and partner in this, and I just applaud you. And it seems so great that we're able now to see the seeds that we planted years ago coming to fruition through our gardens of life. Tomalee, tell us a little bit about that project that I have made you the director of in the Mid-City, which I love this area of the city, and it's exciting.
Well, you know, many, many years ago, I guess you could say the seed for that was planted. And being that we are visual artists or visionaries, you know, we share that universal intelligence because it does not come from us, it comes through us. And so many times, you know, the ideas that people think are original are actually from a higher power that I like to call God. And so therefore, you know, I wanted to do this many years ago, and then I think that we were put together to make this finally happen. And we started in the Mid-City area with the alley, which we have.
Wait a minute. We continued in the Mid-City area because we've been doing this in other areas.
No,
for
I'm talking
many
about
years.
This particular project.
The alley
garden, the Gardens of Life.
Right.
That's connected with alleyography and the Rose Breast Cancer Society, because the Rose Breast Cancer Society, as you know, is a visual and performing arts-based organization connected with the wellness in, you know, the wellness experts, such as our wonderful Dr. Sherilyn Lee, who's one of our top honorary members. She's been doing such wonderful things for years, and I hope she's listening in today. She also has her own show, which now comes on Wednesdays on a television station, and I've had her on as a guest on this show, too. Anyway, we've started with the Gardens of Life. And we've got a wonderful artist who kicked it off, Catherine Arion, a very exceptionally talented artist. And she has created the first installment on that wall that goes between Rempaugh and Highland. And it's off of Washington Boulevard. And we've got a lot of great plans for that space, and it's going to multiply. And you know, as many of you know, there are already mural projects in the city. There are many of them, and I'm acquainted with some of those muralists. And so this is just a continuation of a wonderful energy that we want to spread. Beautiful. I used to have a location in Los Angeles. It was called Carmelita's Art Invasion, and it was an art gallery too and a community center. And so what we want to do is to spread the beauty and what art can do to enhance our lives. And
Carmelita, let them know about the difference between this mural as we speak, and they can drive by. It's in the alleys right behind Washington and La Brea, which is a really beautiful alley. And we did something special. It's called Putting on the Glitz. And we're looking forward for you to all see this, because this is something fairly original. I'm not saying it's totally original, but I'm saying it's pretty original to see a mural with all that glitz on it. It really makes a new statement for muralists, and also to inspire people through the arts, and that's what we're talking about.
Well, you have added your touch, and I've always given you this new description. When you do that, I say, well, he has Pasquale-ized it, and that's what you did. You put jewels on this mural, so it sparkles. I mean, people in the neighborhood absolutely love it, and there is one person who's even considering giving the artist a commission to recreate that in their home. So I do want to see that come about. But before we head off, I want to talk about the West Hollywood Public Access Awards potluck event that's going to be held in West Hollywood at 8300 Santa Monica Boulevard on Friday, February the 10th, It goes from 5:30 until 9 p.m., and there's going to be all kinds of wonderful people there, including yourself, Pasquale, because you happen to have a TV show called Pasquale's Eye on the Arts, and it's up for consideration for one of the awards. And we want to invite everyone to come out and enjoy the event. I've been invited to return again, and I will be performing with the wonderful Sharon Benson, who's a remarkable musician. She plays electric violin, she plays the guitar, and she's performed with many great groups and been associated with people like Pete Seeger, who autographed the guitar that was given to her by David Carradine, who had a band that she traveled with before he went on to another world. But anyway, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have a lot of fun. Tom Porter is usually a part of that, and he's one of the people involved with Pasquale's production of Pasquale's Eye on the Arts. And he's a part of the director.
This is some great information, but we're running out of time, and I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with all that information you gave out.
Okay, well, Pasquale has the Artery USA. He has a website. Can you give that website, Pasquale?
Yes, it's www.theartery.org. And I want to thank Easy Radio, because I see what you're doing, and it's all about communication and spreading the love. And you guys are out there doing it, and we're behind you 100%. And thank you so much for having us on this wonderful show today. And love to all of you. And there's a winner in all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Carmelita. It's such interesting. Yes. It's
all amazing. Right. There you have it.
Very good. I just love your guest, Carmelita. And guys, don't forget, easywaymobile.com, download the app, and the easywaymag.com on Facebook. All right, so we have to move along here. And Retha, once again, it's been a pleasure.
There's easywaybroadcasting.com. There's right. Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. There's Radio Boomers Live on Facebook. There's Retha Gray on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and one day you'll see Jim Zulli actually on a social media.
And Retha will be back on a rocker. All right, guys. Anyway, till next week, Reith. It's another show, another week, and like we say, keep in shape, do those veggie drinks, exercise, right? And we'll talk to you next week. So long. Until then.
Yeah, we'll be back next week, Monday, 10 a.m., as usual. And in the meantime, stay safe and have a good time. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.